You're listening to the 5 Leadership Questions podcast, but before we get started, I wanted to tell you about an exciting opportunity for you and the leaders you know this fall, the Pipeline Conference. Our team, the Lifeway Leadership Team, is hosting Pipeline on October 13 in Nashville. And it's a conference unlike others you've probably been to because it's a training conference, an event that will show you and your church leadership team how to launch a leadership pipeline. You'll hear from speakers such as Tom Rayner, Eric Geiger, Kerry Newhoff, and Paul Tripp. We'll have plenary sessions interspersed with shorter, practical TED-style talks. We'll have Q&As with the speakers to clarify and apply what was said, and we'll also offer a second day built around coaching and implementation that will have limited seating. And we really want you to join us. Go to myleadershippipeline.com to learn more and to register. Pricing is affordable, and we're offering an early bird discount through the end of July, so you want to move quickly. Again, go to myleadershippipeline.com for more information and to register. We look forward to seeing you there. Enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the 5 Leadership Questions podcast. I am your host, Barnabas Piper, here with my co-host, Todd Adkins.
What?
And Todd...
100. What?
Today is a very special day. Because
very
it
special.
It is our 100th episode.
Yes.
Did you ever think we would get here?
No.
In your wildest dreams, could you have imagined this?
No.
That we have talked into electronic cans 100 times. 100 about, times.
That's like a good 50 hours.
Technically, it's actually more like 108 or 109 times because we have a few episodes that were like practice ones that we never released, and we have a few that are in the that are recorded and ready to go for later.
Yeah, some of those will never see the light of day.
Because we were not any good at what we were trying to do.
Well, and if you recall, I was heavily medicated.
Todd was hopped up on painkillers due to
that.
Back surgery and back pain for a few months.
Yeah.
2 or 3, I think. So that would have been kind of in our episodes like 1 through 15 or 20.
Yeah.
So if you go back and listen to the beginning, Tom is a bit spacey.
I'm slurring a lot.
Right. So what we are going to do is a bit of a retrospective today. So we are going to do it in our 5 questions format because we are...
We're 5 questions.
We're slaves to structure. But we want to do it a little bit differently. So the two of us are just going to talk through some of the things that we have seen, some of the things we have learned, and go from there. And so hopefully what this does is allows you to, listeners, if you're a relatively new listener, maybe inspires you to go back and hear some episodes you haven't heard before. For those of you who have been with us from the get-go, thank you. But
absolutely.
Also maybe bring back some fond memories of really smart things that other people said, because we're not really going to be talking about us and the things that we brought to the podcast as much as things that our guests have said and some of the topics that we've had a chance to talk through and stuff like that. So We're gonna go there and just roll with this.
Okay. So I think the first question should be, who has had your favorite answer on the podcast?
Favorite answer on the podcast. Now, my guess is we probably have
other
some
than,
similar.
Other than me,
right?
Or
me,
Daniel, or your own answer.
That's right. I love the things that I say on this podcast. I amaze myself. No, I think two answers come to mind. Well, lots of answers come to mind, but two rise to the top. One of them was when we talked to Craig Rochelle, and that was, I think that was in the 60s, episode 60-something. I'm getting the numbers mixed up at this point. But he described how he brings groups of people, so different age demographics, different groups from his church into his office and just peppers them with questions. And to see, so the thing that stood out to me about that was both how he went about learning and how active he was in it, but to see a pastor of a large, successful church who is hungry to continue to learn, who is humble enough to recognize that he is not in touch with everything, and so he has to actively do it. And just some of the things he said about being a curious person and a learner really stood out. And then the other one is actually one of Craig's coworkers, Bobby Grunewald. When we did the episode with him, it really stood out to me when he talked about innovation and being creative and how they intentionally limit themselves in order
to breed
right.
innovation. Because if you have an unlimited budget, if you have unlimited resources, you don't really need to be innovative. You just sort of throw money at problems.
And these guys have been really successful. I mean, you may not know his name, but you should, because he created Uversion.
And you probably have it on your phone, because tens of millions of people
also
do.
Also known as the Bible app.
Yeah.
So the other thing is he's had his hand in a lot of innovative things.
How they deliver church stuff. They've created a platform and a network that other churches use for multi-site stuff, and it doesn't
streaming
even,
services. Here's the thing: all kinds of stuff.
It doesn't even matter how you feel about it. You know, there are people who have strong feelings about multi-site versus not multi-site, online church versus not online church. None of that is pertinent to this particular question. The thing that stood out to me was the way they intentionally learn and intentionally innovate, and they create a context where that has to happen. So they are not resting on their laurels. They're not just sort of leaning into their successes. They're saying, what do we need to limit? What do we need to cut down on in order to keep getting better? Those things really stood out to me, just because it's counterintuitive. You think we innovate until we succeed. And to them, innovation is a value that is perpetual, and they continue to figure out how to do it and push away the comfort of success in some ways. So Todd, what is your favorite answer?
You already know my favorite answer, because I haven't stopped talking about it.
good reason.
When we had Simon Sinek on, he was talking about, I asked the question, you know, who are you learning from? And he started talking about gaming, which at first sounded like
game theory. Okay. I kind of thought he was going to get into like Dungeons and Dragons or video games or something.
But what he talked about was finite games and infinite games. So finite games are games that you win or lose, and those have been popular for, you know, millennia. But what he was talking about, where gaming is moving, is infinite games. So infinite games are games that you never truly win. It just goes on forever, infinitely. And it's not about winning or losing. It's about getting better.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that is, it's absolutely amazing, because as Christians, we're involved in an infinite game.
Quite literally.
Quite literally. We should embrace that theory more than anyone, and understanding that we are not ever going to win. I mean, Christ has already won for us, but what we can do is get better, strive to get better every day.
And the examples that he gave were like the difference between a company like Apple and a company like Microsoft, where they're not playing by the same rules. Microsoft and most companies are trying to beat the competition. And so they're constantly setting up measurements and saying, I'm trying to beat the competition. I'm trying to win. And then Apple is not even playing. They're not competing against them. Yeah, they're competing against themselves.
And Amazon is Amazon is the ultimate example. I mean, they didn't make money for a decade.
You mean other than the sneaky, shady tax stuff that they managed to pull off?
Other than that. But what I'm saying is they were playing by a different set of rules, and traditional business could not understand. You know, Walmart couldn't understand what's going on. Like, how are these people still in business?
Yeah.
Why are people continuing to invest in this company? And now everybody's turned around and looked and said, wow, the book sales for sure are completely different. I mean,
absolutely.
They changed everything.
They changed the ebook world. They didn't create the ebook world, but they kind of did. Well, Kindle book sales are something like 80% of that market. So while they didn't create it, they kind of did.
They dominated.
You know, and so on and so forth. But yeah, just I did love that one. That was one of the first that came to mind, but I knew that it was like, it was definitely your first and foremost. Yes. So I'll let you have it.
I would say the other one, this is really, I probably shouldn't even bring it up.
Go for it.
But it's the Lost episode.
The lost episode.
The lost episode with Carrie Newhoff. We talked to him twice.
Yes.
So
both were excellent conversations.
That's the crazy thing. And
we get to have him back on again in a few weeks.
That's excellent. I remember talking to him for an extended period of time mm-hmm. on both of those occasions because we were going back and forth about each other's podcasts and different things like that. But just leadership stuff.
Yeah.
It was comfortable and natural and, you know, all those things. But it was just everything was solid.
Yeah.
Everything was good. He's like my favorite guest.
Yeah, I think one other one that has come to mind while we're talking about this has become, and I think it's really in the second, you know, the last 50 episodes we've done, it seems to have reared its head over and over and over and over again. And that is the theme of being a curious person. John Maxwell said it, Louis Giglio said it, yeah. Craig Groeschel said it. Who else? Simon Sinek had things yep. to say about it. Just repeatedly how being a curious leader and so they're expanding the idea of learning because learning sounds a little bit formal. Curiosity is this idea of noticing and sponging up things and just being engaged in the world around you to see where the connections are between different ideas. That has stood out to me. And in part because that's something that I'm very interested in. I actually just turned in a book manuscript on curiosity that is coming out next year. And those informed my writing. Those guys taught me something which was really valuable.
Well, one of the other pieces of curiosity is it's a matter of posture.
Yeah.
It's a matter because you're not people who aren't curious are probably more selfish and self-absorbed.
I think that's true.
That's an aspect yeah. for me when I think about, you know, why is it good to be curious? Well, it means you're learning, and it also means that, you know, you've probably got a pretty good view of yourself.
Yeah, you've got eyes up and eyes out instead of being a navel gazer.
Yep.
All right, next thing.
What's the next question?
Next question. As we look back, what has been the biggest surprise to you, Ton? That can be anything. It can be the biggest surprise about how hard this has been to do, the biggest surprise about any aspect of it.
Well, I would say the biggest surprise was that it popped as quick as it did, for sure.
That it popped at all?
That it popped.
Well, I mean, you never...
Yeah.
On the one hand, I'm not surprised that it popped because, like you said, you never know and things can pop. But like... We have had more and better responses than I would have predicted for sure.
Oh yeah, I mean, staying at the top for the first couple of weeks that we launched was crazy, mm-hmm. So that's one big surprise. The second big surprise is that it would become a bigger part of what we do.
Yeah.
The reason why it happened in the first place is Barnabas was bugging me to blog all the time. And I'm
true.
Like, I can't, man.
Essentially, you have an easier time talking leadership than you do taking an hour to write it.
All day long about leadership. Yeah. And so you're like, well, let's do a podcast. And so you'd already been doing podcasting. And so we just, that's the way it happened. And I'm very grateful that it did.
Still should blog more, by the way.
I know. It's good when I do.
It is. That's part of the reason you should do it more. Well,
it takes much more arranging of thought
right.
in order to do that.
Well, no, I mean, and this is a way that different people have different, different leanings in how they communicate. And this is right up your alley. And I have been surprised at how, I mean, on the one hand, it has been really difficult just because it's a lot of work to do a podcast. Yeah. And that's not a complaint. It's just a matter of lining up guests. And we've had really good help with that. Brad Lominick has been instrumental in helping us line yeah. up guests. Your assistants, you had two over the course of this, have been very helpful in just the getting it scheduled, those kinds of things. Getting it edited. Jeremy Spencer has edited every episode but two during this entire thing. He is not going to be with us much longer because he's going to go take a different job. We'll miss him. He's amazing. But I mean, so we have a ton of help. But on the other hand, it has been really easy because we never are at a place where we're like, we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? I mean, if we, it's not hard at all to sit down and just talk leadership and structure it in this way. And so that's been great. I'd say the biggest surprise for me is that we have used the same five questions with every guest.
And it hasn't gotten
old. And none of, yeah, we haven't gotten bored with it yet. And I don't think listeners have either because we keep growing.
I kind of want to maybe switch one of them out. We've never had this conversation.
We have. I know which one you want to switch on.
Which one?
You want to switch out the obstacles question.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe, and because that's similar to the one just before it. The, your focus?
It's because I lack focus and, always transpose the two, or not always, but sometimes transpose the two. If I'm rattling through off my head.
So that's, I mean,
I got a couple more.
Yeah, go for it.
I have been surprised at how many leaders listen to the podcast. And by that, I mean like leaders that
people have heard of.
Yeah. Yeah. So when Beth Moore tweets out how much she likes your podcast, and it's because Christine Kane
told her over dinner. Yeah, that we found that one out when Christine came to be on the podcast,
and I'm like,
and
where,
it was
where,
a bit what, of a head exploding moment. Right, yeah. Yeah.
So you know, that's been surprising as well.
I don't like it when people say something is humbling when they really mean
that is
when,
really
when they really mean that they're proud. And so in this case, I would say I am both. I am very proud of how this thing is done, but
yeah.
it is a humbling thing to know that when we sit down at this microphone, we are influencing people who influence people. And so that is something that, I mean, that is a standard of accountability, and that's, it's very exciting, and it's a little bit terrifying, not too bad, but a little bit.
Oh yeah. It's, I mean, so we opened up a new, not division, but a new area at Lifeway, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and it was leadership development. And man, that is we as church leaders, I mean, you know, Ephesians 4 tells us we have one job.
Yeah.
Equip the saints. And so, sorry, I'll get back on topic in a moment.
You're okay.
But you know, that has been this podcast being a tool toward that has been amazing because it hits every level. I mean, another thing I'm surprised by is I'll have just as many pastors' wives come up and say they listen mm-hmm. to the podcast. I know that shouldn't be a surprise, but it is the number of...
Well, it's not... We love the breadth of listenership, but when we speak on, you know, on this podcast, I think we're sort of envisioning positions. You know, yeah, we're talking to an executive pastor, to a manager, to a VP. I was envisioning
church staff,
yeah.
But it's reached way beyond church staff and hit a lot of a lot of lay leaders in the church, a lot of moms who are mm-hmm. entrepreneurs. I probably interact more with those on Twitter than anything else.
I think they're very interactive with us, which is great because that informs then it has expanded. I think some of the ways that we talk about things, cause we were not so narrow in the application as we could be if we thought, well, this is just upper management or just executive level staff or whatever. I mean, no, if somebody is running a freelance editorial business out of their home as a mom, they're listening to this.
Yeah.
They are included. They're part of the community of five leadership questions, and so we need to address that world as well.
All right. Okay. Well, let's get to our next question, shall we?
We shall.
One thing you have learned.
One thing I have learned. Man, it's very hard to nail it down to one. I think the thing that stands out to me the most, and I wouldn't say this is something I have learned anew, but learned it in a fresh and sort of had it massaged into my very thick and stubborn mind, is the importance of character. Because over and over again, leaders who live a life full of character. I mean, we have so many leaders on this thing who I respect. You know, I respect them as people. I respect what they do. And when we get to that fifth question and we say, what's one thing you could tell your 20-year-old self about preparing to lead? A stunning percentage of them say, work on your soul, character first, love Jesus, obey, you know, focus on obedience to Christ. Those are all the same answer. It's all soul-oriented. Get your heart right. And the skills will happen. The positions will happen. You get your life straight. You get your priorities in order. You be a devoted disciple. That I need to hear that, because it is easy to think that you can graduate from those things. I did the soul care stuff. Now I'm going to do the leadership stuff. And you never stop doing that. Because we hear this from people at 50, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and they're still emphasizing the same thing. And so me as a 33-year-old really benefits from that, and saying that will be a focus of mine from now until the day I die, or it ought to be anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I guess leadership or discipleship is a lot like repeating the third grade over and over and over and over again. But you cannot stop cultivating character. It's a lifelong pursuit. You know, we'll say things like leadership development and discipleship are two sides of the same coin, that mm-hmm. one is, you know, more based on character, and one's more based on competency. But it is something that you don't move from character to competency. You have to continue to cultivate both.
So what about for you? Something that stands out that you have learned?
I mean, I already knew how important it was.
Really all of this. You really just knew all of this.
I'm saying the importance of learning, but the emphasis that the world-class leaders put on learning and growing has just continued to heighten that for me. Just that reality of that I've said six times on the podcast probably previously that if you're a leader and you're not a learner, you got a short shelf life.
Funny. I just went through and pulled quotes from our 99 previous episodes. That one's in there three or four times. And those are just the ones that I put it in the show notes. I'm sure it's probably in there other times.
It probably is. But the reality of that is just clearer and clearer every day with each passing day. With each passing guest that we have.
Yeah. And they emphasize it. And I think one along those lines, another thing that I have learned is to appreciate the breadth of ways and content that people learn. We have people. So Larry Osborne, for example, when I asked him, who are you learning from right now? He said, no one. Well, what he really meant was everyone. He just meant that he's not focused on studying one specific thing. He's just sort of observing and absorbing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have people who rattle off 25 books that they're reading. We have other people who are podcast people. We have other people who have said, I'm learning from the people I'm leading.
Yeah.
And they've given examples of that. And so you just it's this three-dimensional learning environment. And I look at it and that's valuable to me because it's easy for me to get kind of hooked into learning in one way. I'm a reader. I love to read. And so when I think learning, I just sort of tilt that direction. I like listening to podcasts and things like that, but I sort of tilt towards reading. But so to hear people who talk about intentionally learning from the people they work with and absorbing those lessons and what can they learn about work styles and emotional intelligence and whatever else, that has expanded my horizons pretty significantly. All right. Next topic or question is, what has been your favorite topic that we have discussed? So we've learned a lot from guests. We've gotten some great lessons from them, but we do topical episodes once a week as well, sometimes twice a week, but mostly once a week. So what has been the favorite?
Well, I would say that I should have said that has been one of my biggest surprises, that those are as popular or more popular than the ones with guests.
Yeah.
Because that has been,
it's a good point,
surprising to
and,
me.
And along with that would be just sort of the hunger of listeners to be learners.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see how engaged our listenership is to soak up lessons from this podcast. And again, that holds us to a high standard, which I appreciate, because we don't want to put out garbage. We want to put out something that's really helpful.
I would say this is going to sound like a cop out, but it's almost
all of them.
No, all of them with Eric, because Eric and I are very similar and very mm-hmm. different at the same time. In the way that we think, yeah. And you know, if you tell us to list off, you know, 50 books that you have to read, probably 40 plus of them, we're going to have the same yep. stuff. But he always comes in prepared.
He raises the bar. He does. Always.
He always does. So, I would say, you know,
that sounded like a complaint. I didn't mean that like a complaint.
Although we have messed with him a lot about always bringing notes. Like, come on, man.
I suppose that's probably something I should have learned how to prepare yeah. like Eric.
I prepare a little bit more when he's on most of the time. But the other one would be the one that we did on social. Mm-hmm. I really like
that. That was like our first week or first couple weeks of this,
first
I
couple
think.
Weeks.
So you're talking like July of 2015, if you were going to go back through the archives.
Yeah. I think the other one would be, there was one that we did with Brad on young leaders that mm-hmm. I like.
Yeah, I think the topics are really hard to pick because it'd be easier to pick the ones that I didn't enjoy because it's a very short list. The rest of them I would say have been really enjoyable. I loved the leadership books one that we did. That was with Eric.
Yeah.
And you know,
I love the culture one that we did with Eric.
Yep. The what was that? Organizational culture, yep. Organizational health. We've done several with Brad. I think the listener questions ones that we did with Jenny were really fun. Because yeah. it was a chance to speak directly to people who had given us questions. Now we bribed people to give us questions, but
true.
But that's okay. They still sent in good questions.
And we bribe people occasionally for ratings and reviews.
Yes, we do. Speaking of bribery, I'm going to do a quick little parenthesis before we get to our fifth one here that Todd's going to tee up for us. We have talked about our pipeline conference this podcast several times. And I don't want to drop this at the end of the podcast because that's when people tune out, and I don't want you to miss this.
You're switching it up on them right
dear,
now.
Dear listener. So commercial break. No, because this is our 100th episode and because so many of you have been with us for so long as listeners, we want to offer you an opportunity to come to the Pipeline Conference at a pretty steep discount. So we have early bird discounts running through the end of July. That's already a pretty sweet savings, both for individuals and for groups. Yep. But for the next 2 weeks, so till the end of June, June 30th, so for the next 2 weeks, if you use the code 5LQ at checkout for the conference, you will get an additional 20% off. So that's 20% off of the early bird rate. So, and we're not pushing this out elsewhere right now. This is just for podcast, at least for the first probably week that this podcast is out there.
Can I tweet it?
Not for the first week.
Okay.
And then you can tweet it. But right now, we want our most devoted listeners to take advantage of this. So myleadershippipeline.com, if you haven't had a chance to check it out, go look at it. You
definitely should.
It's
this is okay. I want to stop short of calling it not a conference or an unconference or something like that.
Because
we've always
yeah.
been to conferences that call themselves
yeah.
unconferences, and it's just another conference. I promise it's not going to be just another conference.
There's not another word for a gathering of leaders that come together and, yeah. and listen to speakers. It is a conference technically, but we tried to set it up in such a way that you will walk away with a game plan of how to do leadership development in your church it's more effectively than you do it right now.
It's really rolling out the underlying philosophy of pipeline, mm-hmm. leadership pipeline, hence the name.
Also, Leadership Pipeline, those five episodes, those may have been my favorites topically because it was so close to what we base all of our work on
yeah,
that whole week last March. So 5LQ code, 20% off. Check out the website, myleadershippipeline.com. Look at the speaker list. Look at the topics. We have a coaching day We have two coaching days. One of them is already sold out.
Yeah.
Then there's October 12th, the pre-event. Both coaching days are exactly the same, so you're not missing out if you didn't get the one. But move quick.
30% full as of today. Or as of
when we're recording this. Yeah. So you want to move quick on that. Get that 20% discount. That's good for a group. So here's the thing. If you get the early bird rate for a group with a 20% discount, it's like a 50% discount off of the full price.
Yeah.
When all is said and done. I mean, we want you to be there and we're not trying to gouge you. So commercial break over. Just wanted to highlight that. I'll touch on it again at the tail end. Come to Nashville. 5LQ code. Get your discounts. Please come. We want to meet you as well. Todd and I will be around the conference the whole time. We really want, we'd love to shake your hand, meet you, hear how much you love the podcast, et cetera. All right, Todd, tee us up for number five.
Number five.
Dramatic pause.
That's because I had to turn my phone back on. If you could change one thing, Barnabas, other than your name.
I like it. My name makes me easy to Google.
Barnabas. What would it be?
Oh, man. If I could change one thing.
About the podcast.
Yes. I would lose 25 pounds. I think I would invest more time in preparation for the podcast. We know we were just joking about Eric's preparation, but just in terms of it's the format we have is such that it does not require an enormous amount of preparation.
No, we just had a dramatic pause because we came up with the questions in a hotel room.
That's not true. I came up with these questions 3 months ago and we talked about them and then we haven't looked at them in the last 3 months.
That's true.
But I mean, just the idea of, I don't want this to be a highly produced radio show. I like the conversational aspect to it. I like being off the cuff in a lot of ways, but I think, the conversations are always better the more familiar I am with what our guests do. So, when we had Eric Mason on, I have been to his church. I've seen some of what they do. I've been to the Thriving Conference. So there's a sense of familiarity there. When we had Leonce Crump on, I've known Leonce for a few years. We're not great friends, but known him for a while. That helps. When we had Simon Sinek on, I've read Start With Why. And so parts of what he does. But then we have other guests who were recommended to us, and I know very little about. And so, you know, I do some Googling and things like that. And those aren't bad conversations, but if I invested more, I think we could get more out of it. I think I could host better.
You're Joe Buck. I mean, you're adding commentary and asking. You're usually asking the follow-up questions. And I'm here on the side.
You're playing off the answers.
I'm playing off whatever answers that the guests give.
The color commentary guy.
So that's interesting. I mean, I would say similarly, I have upped the game on the other side when we do the questions about something. But I could do more of that too on the guests that we don't know.
Yeah, I think, and you mentioned another change, but I'll let you throw it out there. So Todd, if you could change one thing,
If I could change one thing, it would probably be that question.
It'd be that one question. Well, what you told me off the air is we should have started this a long time ago. We've been going for almost a year.
Almost a year, and I have no idea where we would be if we'd started a year before. So, we toyed with it for a little while before we did it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I went back and forth on it, and man, I wish I would have immediately just went for it, because I think it's been great for us. It's been great for people to understand what we do a little bit more.
And I mean, our listeners aren't dumb. They know we're using this as a platform for Lifeway. We don't hide that. This is, you know, it's a thing that we do, but it has allowed us to communicate the things that we stand for, the things that we work on, without sales pitching most of the time. I mean, we'll pitch the conference. We'll pitch some different things.
People know from a standardized, what a five questions is going to look like or listen or hear like, because we're not going to do a bunch of marketing or this or that. It's going to be something in the beginning or the end. Occasionally we'll push something, but for the most part, I mean, I will say one of the things I don't ever want to change is the, this really is a conversation. Mm-hmm. We could probably prepare a little bit better, but I don't ever want it to be a radio show. I don't ever want it to be where I'm coming in with a script or anything like that. Yeah, I wouldn't stay on it anyway. So
yeah, that's right. What's the point? What's the point? All right. Well, those were the five topics, and I think so. Hopefully, listeners, that was I hope it was enjoyable. Maybe that was just me and Todd really enjoying talking about our own work. I don't know. But one of the things that we've seen in this podcast is when we get to hear we ask guests, who are you learning from right now? Their answers benefit us. So hopefully totally. This is us kind of returning the favor and saying, this is what we've learned. This is what we've observed. This is what, these are the challenges that we face in our organization. You know, those kinds of things, mini organization being a podcast. So hopefully this has had some of those same benefits.
And I would say one of the things that, that I would change is we need to do more listener shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
So right now, when you're listening to this, send us a question and with a hashtag on with 5LQ. Mm-hmm. But go ahead and send us some questions, and we'll do another episode that is listener questions.
Yeah. So there are three places that it's very easy to send questions on social media. Twitter. You can send them to me at Barnabas Piper. You can send them to Todd at Todd Adkins. You can send them to at Lifeway Leadership, or actually, I'm sorry, at Lifeway Lead.
Yep.
Use the hashtag 5LQ. We search that. We keep an eye on that, and we will put together more listener episodes. We have intended to do that and just haven't yet. So this is a good time for us to set that up. The other place is Todd and I both have public Facebook pages. So you just search Barnabas Piper. His is Todd Adkins. He has the 5 Leadership Questions logo as his profile picture. So his is very easy to see. And so you can post there or send us a message there with questions, and we will collect those as well. We would love that. And if we get a pile of questions, we'll do a series of them.
Oh, totally.
We'll just, we'll just pick them in segments of 5 and off we go. So before we sign off, I do want to highlight again the discount that is just for you podcast listeners. It is the code 5LQ. Go to myleadershippipeline.com. Use that to get a 20% discount on individual rate, group rate. It is good through the end of June. So take full advantage of that while you can. We so appreciate your listening to this. We appreciate your feedback. We appreciate your suggestions. We have gotten some very constructive criticism from people. We haven't gotten a lot of hate criticism. We've gotten some really constructive criticism.
Aaliyah?
Yes.
She
encouraged us to do better at lining up
female
guests.
But she's also contributed other.
She asks
other
really good questions. Feedback. She shares episodes. I mean, she is, and she's one of many who do those things. She stands out because she's so consistent. So shout out to one of our most devoted listeners. Yep. And for the rest of you, you didn't get mentioned by name, but we don't think any less of you. So don't feel left behind. But feel free to hit us up. Use the hashtag 5LQ. Use that code 5LQ at myleadershippipeline.com. Thanks so much for listening, and tune into episode 101 next time.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. As you go, don't forget to visit myleadershippipeline.com to learn more about our upcoming Pipeline Conference. It will be on October 13th in Nashville, Tennessee, and early bird pricing runs through July, so move quickly to register. Again, that website is myleadershippipeline.com. We look forward to seeing you there.